To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again, something in the orange tells me you're never coming home.
I love a satsuma and a chat suma. When we had oranges as kids, they had pips, they had massive pips in them. Don't get that anymore, do you? My grandma, who people called Pip, coincidentally, used to give us oranges, and it was always the same warning. Be careful of the pips, kids. They could choke you to death. Food was to be feared. Red kidney beans would kill you. Do you remember this one? Red kidney beans would kill you. There was always a red kidney bean tins in my house, and as a kid, my mum would often say, don't eat even one. Even one would kill you instantly. So being in my kitchen as a kid, it was like living in a euthanasia clinic in Switzerland with a constant temptation to end it all. Seriously, I used to look at them all the time and think, there are some death pills if I ever need them. If it ever gets too much, this is my way out. One red kidney bean. There was so much to be careful of as a kid, wasn't there? With food, the pips of an orange, if you don't pick them out, they're going to choke you to death, Nathan. It's like the inside of a McDonald's apple pie. So hot it will burn out your esophagus. And then what came in? Health and safety. Ruined it. Health and safety, genetic modifications, and now nothing is dangerous anymore on the market. They've removed the pips from everything. Unless you buy it black market. Down the East End, back alley, everything orange is pipless. Red kidney beans, there's no death warnings on them anymore. And I don't think there ever was. I think there never was a death warning on them. That was what was confusing. Mum would say, no, they definitely will kill you, but no warning on them, like cigarettes. Just must have killed millions back in the 80s, red kidney beans. And apple pies, people don't eat in McDonald's anymore because they know that everything in there is designed to kill you. Particularly the salads, apparently. Which is a surprise to us all. So food is no longer a danger to any of us. Well, not so. Not so, of course, not so. Because you can try and take away the danger, but we make our own danger in this life, don't we? We want to keep it interesting. So while the food companies have taken away the dangers, we are forced, because we like the jeopardy, to make our own dangers. So we've invented intolerances for us, haven't we? Well, you know, we're glucose intolerant, lactose intolerant, nuts intolerant. There were no allergies in the 70s and 80s, and no one died. It wasn't like it just wasn't reported. You know, when did you hear this story? Oh, someone was eating a nut cake and dropped down dead. Never happened. Never happened. So what have we done? We've evolved our bodies, haven't we? To make food dangerous again, because food without danger is like... it's like sex without a condom, isn't it? Yes, you can enjoy it, but you're certainly not getting the full taste experience. Nothing makes a dinner taste better than realizing that it could be your last. And that's why I'm telling this story, because I genuinely heard the other day, did you hear this? Someone on their deathbed, on death row, had requested a pizza, but had insisted that it was gluten-free. Fuck me, people. A gluten-free pizza on death row is your last meal. Fuck me. Good night, Vienna. That's it. The world has jumped the shark. But even the sharks don't eat people anymore because they don't like the pips. All that said, of course, as you know, I'm allergic to nuts. I'm mean, not strictly allergic, I just don't like them, but that's the same as an allergy, isn't it? It's the same. It's the same, you know, kind of. I mean, it's not black and white, obviously. It's a grey area. Yeah. Maybe orange. There's something in the orange. Lots of love.